Hey, Spencer. I was just thinking, it's kind of interesting. Sometimes your accent, it's hard to pinpoint where it's from. Sometimes I think it's from a country outside of the US, but you're from North Carolina, right?
I am from North Carolina, although the other day I was at Starbucks and ran into some friends, one of whom I'd never met before, and she said, "Oh, where are you from?" And I said, "North Carolina," and she's like, "Are you sure?" Yeah, no, I've lived with a ton of different people from just all over the world, and I found that I've come to mimic their accents. My best friend at the moment, she's Welsh, and then probably after her, my two best friends are one's Aussie and one's Kiwi. And so everybody who I meet tells me that I tend to sound either Australian or New Zealand-ish or Kiwi or even British. Yeah, no, and it's funny too because of American accents. People tend to think that the South has a very strong dialect. They
Right,
speak really slow or sound
extra vowels.
extra vowels. Yeah, from Wilmington, North Carolina. But no, like I've lived out of the country now for a couple of years and nobody has really been able to pinpoint me. Oh, North Carolinian, yeah? South or Southern accent? So yeah, no way. I have a mixed blend of accents.
What accents are your favorites?
I really love the South African dialect of English. It's, a mix of British English, Australian, and it's just really cool sounding to me. I also really like the Kiwi, the New Zealand accent. Similar to Australian, but not quite. I feel like they don't quite hang on to their words as long. Australians tend to kind of draw out words, whereas I feel like Kiwis are a bit more short. I think just a lot of the words are a lot more euphoric. For example, in America, we say, trash, and it just doesn't sound very good to the ears. But, British and Australians, they say, oh, rubbish. And it sounds a lot better to me. And instead of saying, like, what? I didn't hear you. What? They say, like, oh, pardon? It just sounds more polite, I think, and more, like, better sounding to the ears.
The stiff upper lip culture.
Yes, stiff upper lip culture. I'm not a big fan of the Canadian accent. I feel like a lot of times they say "a" kind of after everything, and it sounds very much like American accents. I don't, being from the South, I don't have a big, I don't really like the Northern accents. They tend to, we say, speak as if you were holding their nose. So like this, or wait, that was Southern, but
Oh, like
"Hey, how are
Boston,
you
for
doing
example.
tonight?" They seem to talk through their nose. Yes, exactly.
Like maybe from Boston where you park the car.
Exactly, yeah. Jersey. Jersey Shore, yeah. It's interesting too, like when I lived in Sweden, the Swedes from Stockholm thought the same of the Swedes from Malmö, that they spoke as if they were eating soup at the same time that they were speaking.
Oh, okay.
And the people from southern Sweden thought that the Stockholmers were speaking as if they're also like holding their nose at the same time that they were speaking.
Okay, so a really nasal sound.
And then, exactly.